Where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back. And notice what happens for you now. Okay? And what the client then does is they have to go out and they have to create a strategy in their mind for how they're going to deal with things in the future. That's why, remember I mentioned to you before that there's two types of future paces? I think I mentioned this to most of you. There's the type of future pace where the client convinces themselves that they made the change. That's a future pace where you're not leading the client, where you say, I want you to step out to some indefinite time in the future, where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back. And notice what happens for you. Now notice I didn't make any suggestions at all in terms of what's going to happen. The client's going to step out there and they're going to go, yeah. And if they go, yeah, you're going to congruently watch them and notice if they're congruent with the change that they just made. That's the client convincing you that they've made the change. Now, another type of future pace is, I'm going to share with you a little bit about future pacing at this point, too, when we're talking about the parts integration. Because I will future pace on a lot of processes. I don't do it all the time. But I'll sometimes do it at the end of the complete intervention that I've done, or I'll sometimes really future pace at the end of individual components of the intervention as I move forward. Another type of intervention is, if Tony Robbins uses this one quite often, where he will actually paint the picture for the client, which is nice. You don't really get the client convincing you, but from a hypnotic standpoint, there's a time and a place for this type of future pace as well. This is where you say, okay, now what I want you to do, so you test, you say, how do you feel about your ability to have what you want in your life? And they go, yes, I can do it. If you get a congruent yes, you might want to throw in a future pace like this. You might want to say something like, okay, what I want you to do now is just close your eyes. And I want you to step out. Step out 3 months into the future. And notice how your life has changed. Notice what's happening for you in your life. Notice how you're able to make new choices and decisions. And notice what's going on for you in your life 3 months in the future. Now, step out 6 months into the future. And as you step out 6 months into the future, notice how your entire life has changed. This one event has a snowball effect. It's a cause set in motion that's changed your entire life, and maybe it's rippled onto the lives of others. Notice how good that feels inside, and hear the voices deep within congratulating you on the changes that you've made. Now step out 3 years into the future, and as you step out 3 years into the future, drag all that change with you. I'm just making this up as I go. Drag all that change with you and notice that snowball effect and that one little change that you made so long ago. Notice how that's rippled out and affected your entire life. Changed the entire course and direction of your life for the better. Notice how that's affected the people around you. Notice how that makes you feel inside. Notice what you say to yourself when you think of having made this change now and leaving all that out there knowing it's waiting for you. Come all the way back to now and right back into the room. Now that's a nice future pace as well. Because it's like, yes, you're painting that picture for the client, and you're slamming it home in multiple representational systems. I'll use each type of future pace differently, depending upon the technique, depending upon how I feel about it, depending upon whether I feel that the client needs to convince me or I want to paint the picture for them. So you'll judge the client and you'll do that intuitively, deciding which type of future pace you're going to use. Sometimes I'll use both types of future paces on different processes in the same session. Okay, now I'm going to throw another complexity into it. Because it's fun to talk about future paces. Oh, by the way, how many times did I go out in the future that time when I just did that type of future pace? I went out 3 times in the future. I said step out 3 months, step out 6 months, step out 3 years. I could have said anything. 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. Whatever you feel. I did 3 times. Now, most people have how many time convincer? 2 to 3 time convincer. So what that does is it feeds them the information in the way that's going to be most appropriate to their learning style. Now, if you do the other type of future pace where you just say, I want you to step out to some indefinite time in the future where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back and notice what happens for you now, the client steps out there and they go, hey, yeah. You could also do that 2 more times to fill their convincer on that one. Good. Go ahead and check another time. Check another time, some indefinite time in the future where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back and notice what you do. So what you're doing is you're getting them in that case. This is more specific because then they have to go think of a specific time where that problem might have hindered them, and they've got to create a new strategy for dealing with that. And this is kind of like the installation of strategies. It's not as in-depth, but they are installing strategies at some level, at the unconscious level. So you have them go out to 3 different times, and you say, notice what happens for you now in each of those occasions. So now you've got somebody that's leaving you that's not just integrated their part, but they've imagined their life in 3 different instances how that parts integration is going to integrate for them. So you don't want people to blow you off when you're doing this. You want to stay with them and use your sensory acuity to know that they're actually testing if you do that type of future pace. And say, do it. Make sure you do it. This installs new strategies at the unconscious level. Go ahead and check another event and notice what happens for you now. right? So two different types of future paces. You use whichever one you feel comfortable with, whichever one you want. Now, I'm going to share with you an advanced one because, hey, we're at the master level. There's an advanced type of future pace that you can use as well, which Richard Bandler uses sometimes, and he calls it backsliding. So an advanced type of future pace, once you're done, you say, how do you feel about your ability to have what you want in your life now? The guy says, yeah, great. You say, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. I want you to step out 3 months into the future. And as you step out 3 months into the future, notice how things have happened for you. Notice how things have changed. Notice that this one event was a cause set in motion. That change that you made has changed your entire life. And notice how good that feels to have made that change now. And now step out 4 months in the future and notice that you slid back a little bit. You fell back into that old habit just a little bit. And notice how that feels inside. Good. Now step out 6 months in the future. Notice you're right back on track. You got right back on track. You turned that around quickly, and you're right back on track. And not just are you right back on track, you've taken it further than you ever thought you would before. That change that you made in the past was a cause set in motion that snowballed in your life and has really made you powerful. And as you look out in your life, notice what you say to yourself when you think of having done this now. Now step out 7 months in the future. And as you step out 7 months, notice you slid back just a little bit again. And notice that it doesn't feel too good. Now step out 3 years into the future. And as you step out 3 years in the future, notice how your entire life has changed. You're on a powerful path. And notice how powerful you feel having made that change in your life now. Notice how good that feels. Hear the voices deep within congratulating you on the tremendous success that you've had. And you realize right now that it all came as a result of making that change in the not so far distant past. Hear the voices deep within congratulating you. And knowing that all that's waiting for you, come all the way back to now and right back to the room. What's that do when we program in the backslide?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because anytime they have a backslide, they don't take it seriously. They don't freak out.
Exactly.
Oh, it's over.
Right. Exactly.
They go, this is supposed to happen.
Right.
That's why they did that. Oh, I'm supposed to get back on track.
It gives them permission to be okay with it.
It gives them permission that, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So what happens is oftentimes if somebody falls off track after making a change, they go, oh gosh, the technique failed, I failed, it's over. Yeah. But what happens in this case is if you do a backslide, then you are telling that person that once they backslide, that just meta them is more success.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So that's an advanced technique that that Bandler uses. And I usually don't share with classes. Course correction. Yeah. Oh, well, that's all it is. There's no failure. There's only feedback. So backsliding is a nice technique. Now, on your future paces, you're going to, as we go into techniques, because now we're starting to practice techniques at the master level. And as you go into your techniques, use a future pace. So you're going to test in future pace techniques whenever you do them. So you say, how do you feel about your ability to have whatever you want in your life? So you'll say just the opposite of the problem, and then you're going to future pace. You can choose any future pace you want. You may want to just go out in your future to some indefinite time and find and notice what happens for you now. You could use that one. Or you could paint the picture of three times in the future. Or you could paint the picture with a backslide. Yeah? I think I would do it depending upon how congruent you feel with the client. If you think that, and I'm not saying if you think that they're going to backslide, program in a backslide, but if you think, just do it as a choice. Know that you've got that tool in your arsenal and you can program that in if you need to program that in. So that, let's say you think that the client doesn't have a healthy filtration system, where in the past, like let's say you're talking to a client, and here I want you to practice each technique with whoever you practice with. Don't analyze it here, because then, I just want you to use it with whoever you use. So practice each type of future pace in different situations.